we bounce back immediately, and I think that's a strength of character in our group. We refocus very quick, and we're not losing our confidence when one or two results goes against us. So we have shown all those ingredients on Wednesday night, and our keeper didn't need to make a save. We scored 3 goals for the first time this season, and I was very, very pleased with the overall performance.
The fact it was a different system, a different formation, just how pleasing is that from your perspective that on the coaching field the players have taken on board what you asked them to?
Yeah, I think in the moment it's not much time to train a lot, but I think we'd be pretty consistent in our way of 3-5-2, and I felt in that game with their fullbacks pushing on, I felt that was a very good opportunity for us to revert back to our 4-3-3, and it worked well. So the players have shown flexibility, the players have shown that they keep informations over time, because on the 4-3-3 we worked in the beginning when I came last summer, late summer, on it, and some players look terrific, like for example Amari Bell, who had one of his best games this season.
There's so much composure in the finishes as well, weren't there, Wednesday night, would you say?
Yeah, we had some very good counter-attacking possibilities, but the foundation was that we was very difficult to beat. We was very competitive, very compact. Everybody knew their jobs, and we was not afraid to go into the counter-attack. I think the substitution helped us this time. When I remember George Clendon came on, he set up the third goal, and he gave us also footballing structure and more in the second half, and the game opened up a little bit. Jack Salby gave us pace on the flanks, so there was overall good team performances where everybody can be pleased with himself.
Substitutions have been a big part of your season so far, haven't they? The way you've been able to use your squad and make changes when you see fits. With that in mind, how great was it to see your captain able to play 12 minutes and come back and do a job that you asked him to do?
Yeah, we're not always getting it right. I felt against Swindon, I probably didn't got it right 100%. But most of the time this season, like you said, we had a lucky hand, good decision making. But first and foremost, we had players who was very, very committed and very eager to come on and keep the momentum or even change the momentum in our favor. And that is, like you said, a big strength of us. And we was badly hit by injuries lately, and that is limited one of our positive aspects in our play. And like I said the last week, it's light in the tunnel, Nathan Pond. We got Nathan some valuable 15 minutes, what will help him for the next weeks going forward. Nathan is very important on the pitch, obviously. Every manager who managed Fleetwood Town will tell you that, but also in the dressing room. Westburn, he got another good week's training under his belt. Devante Cole is not far off. I'm a little bit excited for the next 2 or 3 weeks.
I'm told, Uwe, that dressing rooms are a little bit quieter than they possibly were when you were a player, in that...
That's for sure.
Yeah. Is Nathan Pond a little bit different in that respect, that he's a senior player and he's not afraid to give his opinion?
First and foremost, I'm not so often in the dressing room. I don't really know how vocal Pondy is, but everything what I heard and everything what I see on the pitch and how he speaks to individuals, that indicates to me that he's a very good leader. In the dressing room, and I think our young, don't forget we have a very young squad. When you go through our players who have played the majority of our games, they are very young, and they need some sort of stabilizer, somebody with experience and with a great mentality next to them, and obviously Nathan Pond is a prime example of that.
Can I ask your opinion, Uwe, that you have been in a position similar to this as a manager before in League One and the Championship and finished in the top six places. How does the pressure compare to being at that end of the table, to being at completely the other end, when you know that results are just equally as important? How do you feel the pressure can differ?
Because I don't know, my teams have not been in the bottom. I don't want to be big-headed, but I think that is the fact. I think in periods, yes, especially beginning of the season, I remember in Wigan, just before I got the shop, we had a short spell where we early on in the season where you'd be down there. But I think that is not really what you're asking. You're asking really the pressure in the end of the season, last month, the last couple of games, when it's really coming up, and the experience I got is obviously getting into the playoffs, try to win a title, try to get into the cup final, and I think that is a nice pressure for me. The team has worked really, really hard to be in that position, I know we know where we are, we know what we are, we know we can't take the foot off the pedal, because when we do that, we have no chance. We need to be good and consistent in what we're doing till the last ball is kicked off the season. And I think this consistency, this mentality will help us to achieve our goals.
So despite the sort of pressures, you can enjoy it. It's a time of the season that you can enjoy.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, definitely. I think it's a long season, but I think it's very exciting for a team, but also for the coaches, when in the end there is something to really play for. And I was fortunate enough that in the last years was always something to play for me. And I relish that momentum. I relish that sort of pressure. And I think that is why we are in that business where we are, because you don't get that thrill and that adrenaline in a lot of other jobs.
There's a lot riding on this Saturday afternoon, isn't there, for both teams?
Yeah, I think for us was very important that we got that win in Oxford. Now it's 5 games more to go for us. And to reach our next target, we need 2 more points. I think for Oldham is they are under pressure in another end of the table. And we know what will come. They're very physically. We have to select the right players, the right shape. But the most important thing is that we recover well after Wednesday and we not take the foot off the pedal and we be aggressive, attacking-minded to going there, because they can give you chances to score goals.
And has Wednesday's performance and the system that you played given you just another different outlook that you might be able to consider 2 separate selections, really, with 2 different systems?
We've been 22 games, had only 2 losses, or 23 games, and a 3-5-2. And we changed it for the last game, and we won. So that not necessarily means that we're now playing the 4-3-3 or 4-1-4-1 formation. I think it's important for us that the players getting stability and feeling well in the way we play, and we get the best out of our players, and we get our best players in the right position where they can flourish most. But it's always good to have that sort of flexibility. When I would be older now, I wouldn't know how we come. And I think that can always be for the advantage for us.
Just a very last question, if I may, Uwe. Your goalkeeper was nominated as a contender for the Player of the Month for the month of March. He didn't go on to take the award, but could you just sum up for me his contribution, bearing in mind the lack of experience in the league that he had before you gave him his opportunity, how well he has done for you this season?
We had a good talk after the Swindon game, because I felt he was a little bit down after the goal they scored, but I highlighted the fact to him that hardly I know a goalkeeper who started his professional career in professional league football on a run like he did. So he needed to have 19 games before he faced a defeat. That is in his first games as a pro. So there's something unbelievable to look back on, and also something unbelievable to be proud of. But now it was a situation of swing game. He made a slightly mistake, and that is then all how you bounce back. And I think he got that after the performance against Oxford. He got that spring in his step back again, exactly. His confidence is back, and I think this nomination for the Player of the Month helped him and gave him confidence as well.